NTP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's launching more missiles at Israel as the war enters the sixth day. Israel announced the incoming attack early Thursday and said it was moving to intercept the missiles. The Israeli military says it's begun new strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group. And Sagar Magani reports.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth says the U.S. is quickly gaining air superiority over Iran, but that can only go so far. Hegseth says the Pentagon has ramped up air defense systems to protect U.S. troops and allies,
sparing no expense or capability.
But at a news conference,
this does not mean we can stop everything.
In acknowledgement, more Iranian drone or missile strikes could kill more American troops.
The risk is still high.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane was alongside Hegseth, who signaled the war could last longer than the administration's floated.
We can say 4 weeks, but it could be six, it could be eight, it could be three. Ultimately, we set the pace and the tempo. The enemy is off balance, and we're going to keep him off balance.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Republicans voted down a War Powers resolution. In other news, Jennifer King reports the Trump administration's expanding its crackdown on state Medicaid programs to New York.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, head of Medicaid Services, says they have questions about concerning trends in the Empire State's program and wants state officials to provide details on their oversight and fraud detection or risk deferred payments. Oz says the numbers coming out of New York's Medicaid program don't add up, and that Governor Kathy Hochul and her team have 30 days to respond. Hochul said the Trump administration is targeting a Democrat-led state for political reasons, but says she will show them the facts and when there is fraud, help them fight it. The move came less than a week after the government froze nearly $260 million in Medicaid funding for Minnesota. The centers also sent letters to Democratic governors in Maine and California. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. And investigations found Rhode Island Catholic clergy abused children for decades while church leaders minimized it.
Ann Hagen-Webb is a survivor.
This report feels like vindication for me, for what I've known for years, and that I am constantly trying to tell the public about, but they don't always see it.
She says for 32 years, the diocese called her not credible. Attorney General Peter Nerona says since 1950, at least 75 clergy molested more than 300 victims, and he expects more survivors to come forward.
If you're the Diocese of Providence and you're listening, this is a scandal that you need to own and you need to fix.
The diocese says the report reflects its cooperation but misleads the public into thinking the problems are ongoing. Three current or former priests charged with sex abuse during the review are awaiting trial. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.